One of the ways of entering into the Day of Atonement is through the account, the personal account of God's having applied his atonement to one's life. It's one thing to hear of God's goodness through the liturgy and through the worship and through the message, but to hear of how he touched a life is a special thing indeed. We invite Judy Feldman-Dinger to come and join us and recount the goodness of God in her life.
Shana Tova. I'm Jewish, and I had a very strong Jewish upbringing, even though I was brought up in the Reformed tradition. We kept kosher in our home, and we lit Shabbos candles and said the Kiddush every Friday night. I continued at religious school even when I could have opted out in the ninth grade. I was in the temple choir, I went to Jewish summer camps all my life, and I was involved in Jewish youth groups, and I always loved being Jewish. And I always loved God. I believed our prayers. Melech HaOlam, God is the king of the universe, and he is the source of my salvation. He is my rock and my redeemer. I saw no need for an intermediary between myself and God. I had a direct line. That's what I was taught. And I had what I would describe as the Jesus heebie-jeebies. I couldn't even say the name. Eventually, in my adult life, I met a man named Paul, and he was a Christian. And what we had in common is we both loved the God of Israel. And that was a real strong connection for us, even though we had some differing viewpoints about some things. But we got married. And sometime after we got married, he was called into ministry. And being with him, we had lots of discussions about Jesus, and I had lots of exposure to Jesus, but I did put up a glass wall. I appreciated many of the things that Jesus taught, and eventually I could say that Jesus had become my friend. I could use that term. About 7 years ago, I was home alone, and I woke up in the middle of the night, and I distinctly heard a voice say, "Jesus is the Messiah." And I got the chills. And then I immediately said, "I don't need a Messiah. I really don't." And I fought that idea for years. During those years, I did a lot of pondering and reading and discussing, and I was pretty confident in my point of view. But I was continually being challenged, and honestly, I was getting a little uncomfortable, and different elements were kind of mixing together. A big one of those is that about 3 years ago, I took what's called the Alpha Course, and the first time I did it, it was up in Vermont where Paul was a pastor at a small church, and it was a program of the church, and as the pastor's wife, I thought I should support a church thing, but I didn't really participate. I didn't think I could ask my questions. It might have been a little disconcerting for the congregants. But I was challenged and intrigued enough that I wanted to do it again, but at a place where I would be completely anonymous, where I could ask my questions and where there was no one having any expectations of me, where I wouldn't feel judged. And I did find such a place in Newton. And around that time also, I decided that I would read the Bible. And it was very important to me to start at the beginning. There were people who were saying to me, "Oh, you should begin in the New Testament." And I said, "No, if evidence for Jesus as the Messiah isn't in my book, in the Jewish scriptures, then the New Testament would have nothing to say to me." And the Bible is just the most powerful book I've ever read. Passages were just jumping off the page at me. And I did read it very slowly. It took me over a year. And about halfway through the Old Testament, I was beginning to strongly sense that God was opening up this wonderful truth. There were promises made from God, and there were clear messianic prophecies, and I was beginning to understand that Jesus really fulfilled those prophecies. And what amazed me when I finally got into the New Testament was the Jewishness of it and how it really follows and connects. But I continued to be both attracted to and threatened by accepting Jesus as Messiah, and God was very patient with me. In the mix of all this, also, you know, I feel like I'm a pretty good person. I'm not perfect, but I'm a good deed doer, and I'm nice to people. So, you know, what I need a Messiah for? I could look at other people, and I could look at my dear husband and see his imperfections and even his sins and think that, you know, if he wasn't fixed, then was this Jesus thing really for real? And then the light slowly dawned on me, and I realized it wasn't about looking at his sin or anyone else's sin and feeling clean. It was about my relationship with God and recognizing my own sin and examining that relationship with God. Did I really want to face God, who is completely holy and righteous, on my own merit? And did I really feel atoned for and fully forgiven after participating in Yom Kippur services each year? I finally recognized that I am a sinner, and I do need that intermediary I didn't think I used to need. And I am in need of a Savior, and that Jesus is my Messiah. In fact, he's the Jewish Messiah. Not just for Jews, but he is the Jewish Messiah. And I realized I could no longer deny what I knew to be true. And I do not consider accepting Jesus as my Messiah as a conversion, but as a transformation of my Jewishness. And 3 years ago, I actually stood outside of those doors on a Rosh Hashanah, and I sobbed. I just knew if I walked into this congregation, I would be betraying my family. And that was very hard for me. I did come in, and now it's my fourth time coming here, and I really do embrace these services and the depth and meaning that it gives to my Judaism.